Well, I think some of the biggest strengths is that we have a particularly diverse state that in ways that are uncharacteristic of the other 49. We have the city of Chicago, high tech, high finance, suburban downstate with, a strong agricultural base. We have everything here in Illinois where people can get exposed to all sorts of different things and not really have to leave home for it. And we have great natural resources. Some of our ongoing struggles are financial in terms of and how to get good results out of our education system. As we speak right now, obviously there's the Chicago teacher strike, which I haven't read the news today. I assume it's still going on over things of some of the reforms passed in Springfield of evaluating teachers and that sort of thing. There's the ongoing debate about pension costs and shifting that cost down to the school district. And those things are, of course, big financial impact to school districts as they plan going forward. In terms of how to address those, education is a complicated thing. Not everybody learns the same. Not everybody is ideally suited to learn one way as another way. I mean, I have three kids. They all have different styles of learning. I have taught myself as a professional educator. Actually, I taught at U of I as well, so I have some exposure to that. People learn differently, and we need to learn ways to sit there and allow for those differences so that people can get the education the best way their means know how. I'll give you an example. I mean, we kind of calibrate in the United States to classroom learning. Me as an individual, I can't learn in a classroom. I learn by doing. Almost everything that I know really, really well is self-taught. Not everybody's like that. I'm really good at taking tests. I could take tests and pass them of something I know nothing about. That doesn't really do anything either. But there are different styles of learning, and having those choices and availability to students, within the parameters of getting good educational outcomes is something we need to encourage. You can teach to a test, but at the end of the day, what does that really prove? That means you could take a good test. Who cares? What we need to be doing is making sure that we are, educating people who can enter the workforce and be productive. As somebody who's worked, in the white collar world, it's very difficult getting recent college graduates up to the level that the business world needs them with key, and we know some of these key skills is communication. You can't test written communication with a standardized test. It's ridiculous to even think that you can. So somebody could sit there and take a multiple choice test, and you say, "Oh, look, the writing score is great," but it's not really teaching them the communication skills that the workplace expects them to have to be productive in their environment. I mean, the teaching of the test is a means of accountability, particularly with No Child Left Behind. Accountability is a great thing, but accountable to who? No Child Left Behind makes our schools accountable to the federal government. Our schools need to be accountable to their local communities and parents, first and foremost. Parents and teachers are the key players in education. They need to be driving educational policy at a local level.